Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So we're a little bit earlier today because we have the seal of the Ezra Hashem. So now we're starting a it'll be a one-day topic, I think. Again, we're trying to do different Klalei HaMitzvos. We only did one so far. So I was talking to someone yesterday. I said, maybe next we'll do Osig Mitzvah Patamim HaMitzvah. He said, I'm not really interested in that. So I said, okay, so we won't do Osig Mitzvah Patamim HaMitzvah, but maybe we'll do Osig the Talmud Torah Patamim HaMitzvah, because that is a fascinating. So Osig Mitzvah Patamim HaMitzvah is also a fascinating sugya, but maybe you've learned it 50 times already. But when it comes to Osig the Talmud Torah, are you patur from other mitzvahs? So there is a Gemara that seems to make it a pretty open and shut case in Marikat and Daf Tes, where the Gemara tells us that the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Yikari yibnini mekol chavtzach liyishkuba, hachavti shamayim yishkuba, that it's that the Torah is precious as pearls, more precious than pearls, and all of your other endeavors that you try to accomplish in life do not equate to Talmud Torah. But chavti, the implication is that chavti shamayim, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, that does equate to Talmud Torah. Uksiv, v'kol chavatim liyishkuba. But then there's another Pasuk in Mishlei that says, no matter what, everything, whether it's your personal endeavors or whether it's mitzvahs, even chepsi shemayim, dafilu chepsi shemayim liyishuvah. So says the Gemara, which is it that Talmud Torah is equal to other mitzvahs, or is it that Talmud Torah is superior to other mitzvahs, and therefore Talmud Torah should always override other mitzvahs? So says the Gemara, it's a difference between kan b'mitzvah she'efshal la'asos al yidei acherim, kan b'mitzvah she'efshal la'asos al yidei acherim. When the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, let somebody else do it and you stay and learn. But when the mitzvah cannot be done by somebody else, you have to stop your learning in order to go and do that mitzvah. Now that is somewhat surprising, because we do know that there is a klal that comes up in a couple of places in Shas. So Kedav Chafei is probably a Brach Sira Aleph, wherever you've seen it. The klal tells us that kala osik b'mitzvah is patur min a mitzvah. Whenever you're doing one mitzvah, you're patur from doing another mitzvah. So why should Talmud Torah be less? Meaning, kala osik b'mitzvah patur min a mitzvah, even if the other mitzvah that comes up is e'ef shalos ha'sayde echerim. If you're osik in one mitzvah, you're patur from another mitzvah. You're osik in tefillah, you don't have to give tzedakah, for example. Right? That's what... and according to the Ritva, right, the Rishonim struggle. Osing mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. I need a Gemara to tell me that. Isn't that just the basic human condition that you can't do multiple things at one time? So, like, what do you think you're going to do? Like, if you're osing in a mitzvah, obviously you can't do multiple things at one time. So the Ritva has a very startling formulation where he says, yeah, but I wouldn't have known that it's usher to leave this mitzvah to go to the other mitzvah. So kamash milan, that when you're osik in the mitzvah, everything else in the world turns into a dvar harashus for you, meaning even things that are the biggest mitzvah in the world, while you're osik in one mitzvah, while you're osik in mitzvah A, mitzvah B, C, D, E, F, all of them turn into a dvar harashus from your perspective, and therefore it's usher to abandon a mitzvah to go do a dvar harashus. So Mela, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that osik mitzvah is usher to go do another mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman points out in Elich Shlomo that it would turn out that if you're in the middle of Kriyashma and Ani comes by to collect tzedakah, that if you pause your Kriyashma in order to give tzedakah, it is usher, according to the Ritva, to do that. That Osik, thank you, that Osik mitzvah is usher to go do another mitzvah. So what's the Eitzah? So the Eitzah is not, so just ignore all the Aniim. Shlomo Zalman used to do in Shari Chesed in the Grashul, he used to line up shekels on his shtender. So when the Aniim came around, they just took a shekel. Everyone took a shekel. I mean, and because he was Rosh Shlomo Zalman, no one had the chutzpah to just come and swipe all the shekel right off of the shtender, because he was Rosh Shlomo Zalman. But that's the basic klal of osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. And it doesn't seem, based on this Gemara, it doesn't seem that we apply this klal to Talmud Torah, that it sounds like if you have a mitzvah that's e'ef shalasas ha'idechir, you stop your learning, you stop your Talmud Torah to go do another mitzvah. So the question is, why? Why don't we say osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah by mitzvah Talmud Torah? And whenever you study anything within the sugya of osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah, you always have to study it from two perspectives. You have to look at it from the perspective of the Ran and from the perspective of Tosfos. Because we mentioned before that osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah itself is difficult to understand. Why I need a Gemara to tell me not to do other mitzvahs, and also just difficult to understand how to implement it. Meaning Tosfos raises the question. And if there, is there a mezuzah on this room? Yeah, so if we're in a room that has a mezuzah, so let's call it a day, let's just take naps. Meaning, let's just take off our tzitzis, you know, start, like what do we need to be doing multiple mitzvahs for? We're already osing the mitzvah mezuzah. We shouldn't have to do any mitzvah. So as long as you have a mezuzah in your house should be a no mitzvah zone, right? There should be no reason whatsoever to do mitzvahs in such cases. But that's ridiculous, obviously. So the question is, how do we modify this osig mitzvah patur mitzvah? So there's a famous machlokas between the Ran and Tosfos. I always hesitate to use the term famous when describing any piece of Torah, not to make anyone feel foolish, but by now you don't know the machlokas Ran and Tosfos, maybe it's healthy. The Ran writes, when it comes to osig mitzvah patur mitzvah, that it works even when it's efshar lekayim shneihem, that even when you're able to do both. Meaning the chiddush, you know why osing mitzvah patur mitzvah doesn't apply to mezuzah? Because you're not osik in mezuzah, right? Meaning right after this, you're headed to lunch or you're headed to the siyum, and your mom calls and she's like, "Oh, what's going on? What are you doing today?" "Oh, I was just osik in mezuzah." You weren't osik in mezuzah. You didn't even think about the mezuzah until I pointed out that it was. I didn't even notice till we discovered that there's a mezuzah in this room. You're not osik in mezuzah. You're being mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. It doesn't say kol mekayim mitzvah patur mitzvah. It's called osik for mitzvah as patur min mitzvah. So from the perspective of the Ran, that even when it's efshar lekayim shneim. Now the Ran seems to be assuming that even if you're able to do both mitzvahs, you don't have to, as long as you're osik in the first one. Meaning, let's say you're able to do two things with your two hands, right? Like they say, Reb Chaim Eisen used to write two tshuvas, one with his right hand, one with his left hand at the same time, on two different topics. Can't possibly be true, right? Because he was a human being. But as they say, they don't say those things about me and you. But let's say you're able to do two totally different things with your two hands, right? So I'm osig in the mitzvah that I'm doing with my right hand, but my left hand is still free to do another mitzvah, and I can. I'm capable of doing mitzvah, like the father in the park that's texting and pushing the kid on the swing, right? You've seen it. So you're able to do two different things at the same time, to be actively engaged. The Ran would say, you're not chayav to do that. As long as you're osig in one mitzvah, you're pater from the other mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to pask in that way. If you look at Shulchan Aruch in source number 3, in Siman Lam Ches, Kosvei Tfilin Mezuzos Hei V'Tigrei V'Tigrei T'Grei Mekol Oskim V'Mlach Shemayim P'Turim Enach Tfilin Kol Hayom, that people who are Kosvei Tfilin Mezuzos are pater all day long from Tfilin. Why are they pater all day long? Don't they have a few minutes where they're not actively writing or where they're probably a person's hand will fall off if he wrote all day, but since that's his asek the entire day, it's considered that he's actively involved the entire time, and mainly he's going to be pater. So that's even a mitzvah overis, like tefillin. Today's tefillin is not going to come up again tomorrow. That's going to be tomorrow's tefillin, right? So you're going to be pater the whole day. So according to the Ran, that osik mitzvah pater mitzvahs even when it's afshal kaim shneim, we should say that asik b'torah exempts from a mitzvah overis, even though afshal kaim shneim. Meaning, even though I can learn Torah, then I can do the mitzvah and come right back to my Torah, but still, while I'm learning Torah, I should be totally patur from other mitzvahs, because it doesn't matter that it's efshar l'kayim shneihem. I should be patur from other mitzvahs while I'm learning Torah. But even according to Tosfos teretz to the mezuzah question and the tzitzis question, if you're wearing tzitzis, you shouldn't have to do any other mitzvahs. Tosfos' answer was not about osek versus mekayim, but Tosfos says that the klal is it efshar l'kayim shneihem or efshar l'kayim shneihem. Whenever it's humanly possible to do both, you have to do both. Whenever it's not possible to do both, you don't do both. You do the one that you're already engaged in. So maybe you could say, oh, so according to Tosfos, that as long as it's humanly possible to do both, you have to do both. Now I understand why I stopped Talmud Torah in order to do other mitzvahs, because it's actually Kaim Shneihem. I could be a Talmud Chacham, and I could learn, and I could stop and do mitzvahs, and I'll go right back to learning. So it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. Now that is that is not correct. Meaning that is not a proper assessment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Meaning to refer to that as Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem, that's a very balabatish understanding of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Meaning to say that, yeah, you could learn, and you can also, work 12 hours a day, and you can also spend a lot of time, with your wife and your children and everything, and you could also go to every home game that the Yankees play, and you can also, but you do it every home, so you can learn. So it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. It's not Efshel Chem Shem because you're not the learning is not going to be the same learning. It's not the same Talmud Torah. I mean, you're never going to get back those minutes of Talmud Torah. That's a pseudah lo hadar. That's a loss. It's never going to come back. So Talmud Torah by definition is e Efshel Lekayim Shnehem. I mean, by definition, if you're Asuk in Torah, you're not able to do other things at the same time. So if it's e Efshel Lekayim Shnehem, even according to Tosfos, we should apply Osik Mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah. So again, according to the Ran, that we apply Osik Mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah, whenever you're Osik, of course we should apply it to Talmud Torah. According to Tosfos, that we apply Osik Mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah whenever it's Efshel Lekayim Shnehem, but when we apply Osik Mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah, when it's Efshel Lekayim Shnehem, Talmud Torah is also Efshel Lekayim Shnehem, and therefore we should say Osik B'Mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah. How do I know Talmud Torah should be viewed in this way, that it's Efshel Lekayim Shnehem, and the fact that you can come back and learn later is not called Efshel Lekayim Shnehem? So Tosfos writes this way explicitly in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Chaf Aleph in Bava Basra is a fascinating daf, a lot of interesting things over there. So the Gemara talks about, among other things, how many children belong in a class, for learning Torah, and at what point it gets too unwieldy, and you're not going to be able to focus on each Talmud. The Gemara talks about what's better. Is it better to have a Rebbe who covers a lot of ground, or a Rebbe who's very, very medactic with the children? Talking about young children, talking about mikridartiki, right? A Rebbe who covers a lot of ground, so you have like those kids that are running around the old city and like know all of all shisha suri mishnah bal peh. So okay, they might make a mistake here and there, but it's a lot better than most of us. Right? Or is it better to have someone who he's going to teach you that one Mishnah in Pirkei Avos till you know it backwards and forwards and upside down? Right? So which is better? And obviously the answer to most things is that there's got to be some sort of balance. But the Gemara speaks Begadol, which is a better thing. So the Gemara says, on the one hand, the Rebbe who doesn't cover as much, not covering as much, not learning as much Torah. On the other hand, the Rebbe who covers a lot of ground, there will be mistakes by definition, meaning kids will not chop everything, and therefore they'll get, whether the Rebbe made a mistake or the Talmud makes a mistake in understanding, mistakes are going to happen. It's actually two deos in Rishonim as to where the mistake is likely to be, in the Rebbe or the Talmud. Because the Gemara goes on to say that Yoav killed out all of the males of Amalek and not the females of Amalek. And they said to him, what did you do? You're supposed to wipe out. And he says, Shteitin Pasuk, Timcha es Zachar Amalek. You're supposed to kill the males of Amalek. So they said, no, you're reading that wrong. It's Timcha es Zecher Amalek. Any remnant, Zecher, whatever. Any remnant, it's Zecher. Any remnant, Rav Soloveitchik used to say in Ashrei, Zecher Rav Tuchei Aviv, he said the whole pasuk twice every time he said Ashrei. That's a chumrah. You want to know what a brisker is? That's the idea that we lane it twice is a chiddush nifla. It doesn't seem that occurred in history before the Mishnah Brura, I remember when I was in Kerbiyab, we laned it like six times, and I'm like still waiting for like the standard Ashkenazi reading of it. Let's assume Zecher because that's what the Masorah is. Zecher Amalek, right? You know that piece in the Gra. In the Maaseh Rav of the Vilna Gaon, they wrote the Hanhagos of the Gra. So they showed it. If you can publish Hanhagos of the Gra, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner is still alive, you got to show it to Rav Chaim Volozhiner because he was the closest Talmud of the Gra. To the extent that the Gra had any Talmidim, he didn't really. He learned all day. But sometimes people would, just hang around in his orbit and try to get what they could. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner was the closest Talmud of the Gra. So they asked. Rav Chaim Volozhiner used to come from leave Volozhin for like months at a time to just hang out in Vilna. To be by the feet of the Gra. He leaves his family, everything, to be by the Gra. So they asked Chaim Volozhiner, is this a good book, the Maaseh Rav? And he said, yeah, I only noticed two mistakes. One of them where you write that the Gra said Zecher and not Zecher. I never heard of that before. When I was by the Gra, he always said Zecher. And it's that line in Maaseh Rav that says that the Gra said Zecher, which forces the Mishnah Brura to say, just to be Yotzei, the Sheet of the Gra, we have to say Zecher also. So the one line that Chaim Volozhiner said, there's another line also about the Shvach HaChav, the Shiv HaChav, but that was the one line that Chaim Volozhiner said, is wrong. It was wrong. It was an error that there is no zecher. It's zecher. But anyway, so the Gemara says that Yoav asked his Rebbe. Say he realized that when he was learning Chumash, they taught him incorrectly. So he went and he approached his Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, what does the pasuk say? And the Gemara doesn't have the kudos, so we don't know what the Rebbe said to him exactly. He either says it says to him Timcha es Zecher Amalek, or he said to him it says Timcha es Zachar Amalek. Either way, he wanted to kill his Rebbe because he didn't chat that as a child. So two days and not understand that. Either the Rebbe knew it all along, but he didn't check for understanding, as they say. That's one of the things you're supposed to do, check for understanding. Or the Rebbe himself didn't know it so well. The Rebbe himself was teaching an error. But bottom line is, the Gemara is talking about that risk. The risk of Shabeshta Kivin Da'ol or Shabeshta Memeil Nafuk. Do we assume that when a mistake is made, that it gets ingrained and seared in the child's memory, it becomes his girsa diankasa, that mistake? Or do we say, no, the mistakes will fall away over time, whenever he misunderstood. You know, one day the child is going to learn that the chamishi nuyim are not eating and drinking. He'll learn that eating and drinking is the same and that there's something called tashma shamita. He'll get that one day. You don't have to tell him when he's 4 years old. You know, like those things will fall away over time. So the Tosus over there writes, Mikri Dardiki, Pirish Makunchus Baba Kabel, Gabi Pseda de Lohadra. It's a Pseda de Lohadra. Why? Mishum de Bishabeshta, Kivin to Ol. That when there's a mistake, it's going to stay, it's going to be ingrained, seared in his memory. So Frektos was Vikasha Lari, the Rava Gufay Yisrael de Shabeshta Melinovka. Rava himself holds that Shabeshta Melinovka, that the mistakes will disappear. Vomari. So the Rish says the reason why it's a Pseda de Lohadra is not because of the mistakes. He says, "I've said lo hadar to osa sha'a shemelami lahem taus he misbatlin va osa sha'a in yichol nahachzir liyomah." That very moment that the teacher was teaching something erroneously, so yeah, the kids will get it straight eventually. They'll learn more in their lives and they'll get the right information. What about those moments that they were in the classroom with that rebbe? So the rebbe was teaching something that wasn't Torah. He was teaching something that wasn't correct. And those moments can never be recaptured. Those moments are Pseidat Lavadar. So you see that there is this concept when it comes to Talmud Torah, that every moment of Talmud Torah is different than the next moment, and it's different than the previous moment. So Talmud Torah is not something where you could just, you know, glibly say, it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. You know, you could be a learner, and an earner, and a rich guy, and a this, and a that. You could do everything, right? No, sometimes you can't. You can't do everything. Talmud Torah is, every moment of Talmud Torah is a moment of Talmud Torah. So that's just to, so far all we did is ask the question. Right, the Gemara Moed Katan says that osim mitzvot mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. That when you have mitzvahs, you have shalas osayidecher. We need to stop in your middle of your learning and go and do that mitzvah. And we just pointed out that whichever view you have of osim mitzvot mitzvah, the kasha is a kasha. Whether you say like the Ran that osim mitzvot mitzvah, even when it's efshar l'kayim shneim, as long as you're osik, you should certainly be potter when you're osik in Torah. Or even if you say like Tosos, this is e efshar l'kayim shneim, and therefore you should be potter. So there are four approaches to answer this question that I wanted to share with you before getting into Shitas HaRambam. And Shitas HaRambam, we have three different approaches to Shitas HaRambam, because Rambam turns the whole sugya on its head, as he often does. So the approach number one is to the question that, again, assuming that we don't apply osim mitzvah pratim in a mitzvah, to Talmud Torah is based on the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Mem Amid Beis. The Gemara Kiddushin, which is in source number 5 over here, Kvar Hayir Daf Mem Amid Beis Kvar Hayir Rav Talmud is Kedem Masubin Baalias Beis Nitzim Balud Nishla She'el Ezu Bifneim. There was Chashva Tamid Chachamim that were talking and learning, and the following Shaila came up: Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? What is more valuable? What is greater? Is Talmud greater or is Maisa greater? So then Rav Talmud Amar Maisa Gadol. Then Rav Kiva Amar Talmud Gadol. Nenu Kulam Vanu, after Rabbi Tav and Rabbi Kiva had their little dispute, the rest of the Zakenim took a vote on it, and they said, Talmud Gadol Sha Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. That learning is the greater of the two, because learning brings about Maisa. Learning leads to Maisa. In fact, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Parag Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, "In the mitzvah b'kol mitzvah kulon shishkula k'neged Talmud Torah, el Talmud Torah k'neged kol mitzvah kulon." Why? Talmud, maybe the De Maisa. Vivichacha, Talmud called the Maisa, called Makom. That Talmud is greater because Talmud leads to Maisa. So if the whole Maila, the Maisa is, the whole Maila of Talmud is that it's maybe the De Maisa, so apparently Maisa is the goal. And the very quality of Talmud is only in that it will bring you to do mitzvos. But if your learning takes you away from doing mitzvos, then your learning loses some of its value as learning. The learning is meant to achieve the goal of to be maybe the day maisa. When the mitzvah is going to get done by somebody else, learn, because the maisa is taken care of already. But when it's not going to get done by somebody else, Talmud is only gadol in that it's maybe the day maisa. And this seems to be the Shita of Meiri in Shabbos Daf Tes, where the Meiri writes that Shema Tomer Hechi Kilu B'Talmud Torah Mishar Mitzvah Shosu Mitzvah Padu B'Talmud Mitzvah Yasar Kasha. How can you say that by Talmud Torah you're not going to be Talmud Torah, you're not going to be part from other mitzvahs, you have to stop to do other mitzvahs. Yeshlomer Shatalmud Eino Ela Lahavi Lidei Maisa. The entire purpose of Talmud is to lead to Maisa. Ve'ech Yevkiyas HaMaisa, how can you not do the Maisa? If you're learning shalom lasos without the intention of following through on your learning and doing mitzvahs, then it's noach lo shalom nivra.
Ramesha, right?
Right, Ramesha that assessed Rashi. Yeah, to see the entire value of learning as a hechsher mitzvah. So what you'd have to say, well, let's go right to it. Well, why is this approach difficult? Is that really what Talmud Gadol Shetalmud maybe the day basically means? Meaning, it shouldn't really be taken at face value to mean that the only value of Talmud is that it's maybe the day Maisa. That is exactly what Ramesha said was the terrible mistake alma of the Aretz. Shalaberch Matar Tchila L'shitas Rashi, right, that we said yesterday. So the Gemara's question is really about which alone is better to do. And if you're going to choose a mitzvah, and you could do a mitzvah that's a mitzvah, or you could do a mitzvah that's two things, both a mitzvah and a hechsher mitzvah. So better to do the mitzvah that's both a mitzvah and a hechsher mitzvah. Meaning, the Gemara doesn't say Maisa Gadol, because it's the goal. That's not what the Gemara said. Talmud is Gadol, because it's maybe the day Maisa, but at the end of the day, Talmud is Gadol. Why is Talmud Gadol? Because when you learn, you're learning, you're doing a mitzvah inherently, and you're also it's also preparing you to do other mitzvahs. So it's a mitzvah and it leads to other mitzvahs. So it certainly shouldn't take a back seat to other mitzvahs. If you look in Ruach Chaim, in the Rav Chaim Belozner's commentary on Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Hei Nemes, She'osik v'tor levanu v'niach mitzvahs ha'bikofer v'lokei Yisrael. He says, certainly, if you refuse to do any mitzvahs and you say, I'm only interested in learning, not interested in any mitzvahs, my brother lives in Northern California, so for a while he still does, gives a daf yomi shir. And there was one guy that kept on coming to the daf every single day, including Shabbos, and my brother's like, this guy lives like 7 miles away from the shul. How in the world is he getting to the daf yomi shir on Shabbos? He was driving every Shabbos because he didn't want to miss the daf yomi shir. That's not great, but if that's the game plan, that the person is always planning on. So we always assume better to have them learn anyway, because and you bring Torah into their life in some way. Maybe their children won't marry Gayim or whatever. I mean, there are these other factors. But if a person says, I'm learning because it's intellectual curiosity and I have no interest in mitzvahs, it's comfortable, okay, Israel. That's a denial of the responsibilities of a Jew. Rabbi Kamenetsky told me that he has a partner in Torah. Like, can you imagine, like, some totally uneducated person signs up for partners in Torah, and his partner in Torah is the greatest mechanic on the planet. Like, it's wild, huh? So he told me he's been learning with him for 7 years. He hasn't done a single mitzvah other than learning with him. He's like, I had zero effect on him. I'm like, it's hard to believe. But okay. So Osek Levad Miniach Mitzvah Kekofer Belukei Yisrael Rak Tzorach Lasos Kol Mitzvah Hashem Lasos Sukkah Bizman Atzitz Tefillin Lulav Shofar Shabbos Yom Tov Matzah V'Domeyan. Do all the mitzvahs. V'Kol Chavos Yisroel V'Kol Mitzvah Chaver Anoshes and be part of the Jewish community and do things that you're supposed to do for other people. Ben Olachveru Ukvar Horu Asan Chazal Moed Kavdim B'Mitzvah Shiev Shalas Saideh Echeru M'chuyib L'Aniach Avur Alimud V'Kol Mitzvah Zman Is Kematzah Shofar That if it's not something that that's learn, because learning is but I can still do the other mitzvah. Why should someone else do it? Let me do it, because you're doing something better. You're doing learning. Learning is better, because learning is both a mitzvah and it is a hechsher mitzvah. So that's rejection number one of this possible mahalich. Rejection number two is that if you look in Tosos and Kiddushin over there, in source number 10, Tosos over there points out that the Gemara is only speaking when you're going to be teaching others or you haven't learned yet. It has no relevance to a person deciding between learning and doing a mitzvah. When it says Talmud Gadol Shemayim L'Dei Maisa, it's talking about very specific situations. It's not talking about a typical case of a person making a decision of what to do with his next few moments of the day. This brings us to the second approach. This water is much better than the water that I had before. Where does this water come from? Is it from the tap?
The machine thingy.
What's the machine thingy?
Connected to the
fridge upstairs, there's a water spout that's filtered. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it by the sink? Is that little spout?
Yeah.
That's not.
Oh, in the base measure. That's another one, yeah.
That's another one. Okay, but this is much better than that. Okay. All right. Anyway, those are a few moments you guys will never get back. So let's go. Second answer. So the second approach is based on the Gemara Yivam Staf Kuf test. The Gemara Yivam Staf Kuf test tells us, Kalomer Eim LaTorah Eim LaTorah. If you meet someone who says, I'm a Torah Lama Aretz, you know what? Believe him. He's probably a Torah Lama Aretz. He probably is Eim LaTorah. So says Gemara, Pshita. You know, most people that brag about being a Torah Lama Aretz are Torah Lama Aretzim. So says Gemara, Ella Kalomer Eim Lo Ella Torah. Ein lo ella Torah. That someone who says, I don't do any mitzvahs, I only learn, I only have Torah, I'm only Talmud Chacham, so then that's all he has. Says Maranami Peshitta. Says Maranam, ella da filu Torah ein lo. If he says ein lo ella Torah, that he only does learning, there's nothing else, then he doesn't even have learning. My time, Amra Papa, Amra Krabli, Ma Temba, see some called Sheshu Basia, Yeshu Bilamida, called Sheshu Basia, Einu Bilamida. So if you only have Torah, you don't even have Torah. So apparently, if a person learns and disregards other mitzvos, that's not even learning. It doesn't even count as learning. Tosfos Sota Daf Chaf Beis says that, related to what we were talking about recently, that Torah with no intention to do mitzvos is like a Sam HaMavas. It's not Talmud Torah. You're not really doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that explains the Rambam of the Talmud Torah Perikim. Meaning, if one were to do Torah and ignore other mitzvos, it's not that other mitzvahs are better than the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's that his mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not even a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because if you're ignoring other mitzvahs, Kala Omer Ein Lo El Torah, Afilu Torah Ein Lo. That's not even Torah. It's not even the mitzvah of Torah. If you look at the Rambam in Parakim Halacha Hey in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Tchilas Dino Shalat Amin Nido Nevra La Talmud Vachkar Chal Shar Masav Lefich Chamur Cham Lo Am Yasuk Adam Torah Bein Lishma Bein Shalashma Shemitot Shalom Lishma Balashma, that because Torah is Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, we need to learn even Shalol Shema. But that cause and effect is a little difficult to understand, right? Why is it that because Talmud Torah is the Tchilas Dino, that's why we need to learn even Shalol Shema? So we saw this. Shulchan Aruch Harav, here it is again, says that you might think that learning Shalol Shema is a terrible thing to do. But since the Chiddush is that learning Shalol Shema is worth it. That it's worth it because it could still be maybe l'day ma'isa. That Talmud is maybe l'day ma'isa l'basof. So because the ma'or shava is maksiru l'mutav and sof l'ilmod l'kayim l'shma, and ultimately it will get you to a place of l'shma. If that's the case then, that Torah shalol l'shma is worth it, then why is it that a person is not supposed to teach a Talmud she'eino hadun? Talmud she'eino hadun is a Talmud who is not observant and is not going to learn in a way where he wants to live an observant lifestyle. It says, not teaching a Talmud she'eino hadun means that you have no achrayas to teach a Talmud she'eino hadun. You don't have to give up of your time to teach Talmud she'eino hadun. But when it's about you, and you're going to learn either shalol l'shma or not at all, then it's a worthwhile investment to learn Shalol Lishma with the hopes of getting to the point of Lishma. But the cause and effect is much, much easier to understand now. That Torah not Lishma is destructive. So there's reason to think to avoid it. Why is it destructive? Afilu Torah ein lo. It's not even Torah. The chiddush is do it anyway, even though it's not Torah. Do it anyway because it'll be maybe the demaisa. It might be maybe the demaisa. It might be machzir al mutar. But it's not even Torah. So again, approach number one is that the reason that we don't apply osik mitzvah pasul min mitzvah to when you're osik in Talmud Torah is that it's better to do other mitzvahs. The other mitzvahs are the goal. But we said that's very difficult to understand. Talmud Torah connected kulam. Talmud Torah is both an inherent mitzvah and the preparation. So suggestion number two is that maybe Talmud Torah shalom
l'shma. It's a schar mitzvah. Schar limud inu. Definitely the schar doesn't have, but it still has a chance of coming with the ma'aseh.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that could be within the realm of saying also. Could be where I started the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So we're saying it also that he doesn't have the schar, but at the end of the day, the maisa can still come.
No, Shulchan Aruch Harav is highlighting that maluch ala saper chukai, that this is a terrible thing to do. You shouldn't be doing it. Elamai, since it's the only chance to be able to get to the Lishma, it's worth the investment. Even though it's inherently not good, it's inherently not a mitzvah. So if it's inherently not a mitzvah, says Shulchan Aruch Harav, he thinks that's pshat in the Rambam, that it's inherently not a mitzvah. So if it's inherently not a mitzvah, so then I understand. You could do something that's actually a mitzvah, or you could play this game of chance, Shulchan Aruch Harav says, where maybe this will lead you to mitzvahs one day, or maybe you're just wasting your time and it's not a mitzvah at all. It's malacham l'safru chukai. Why are you bothering because you're learning Shalom Lishma? So better to do something that's definitely a mitzvah, and something so you stop Talmud Torah to go do a mitzvah. That's approach number two. Then you have the approach of Rav Elchanan. So Rav Elchanan in Kovetz Shirim Simin Yates Os Beis writes that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he deals mostly with the Rambam in the first part of it, so we're not up to the Rambam yet. So, but he goes on to say the idea that you have to mivatel Talmud Torah for kiyum mitzvah, he says it's not because mitzvah Talmud Torah is nidches mipnei kiyum mitzvah. We're getting it all wrong. I mean, we've been saying up until this point that you have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but you're allowed to ignore that mitzvah of Talmud Torah in order to go do a mitzvah. Says Rav Elchanan, what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not to learn every second of every day. After all, you have to go to the bathroom. Sometimes you can't learn in the bathroom. Rav Elchanan calls you allowed to listen to shiur in the shower, though. I know. But, you can't learn in the bathroom. You have to eat at some point. Your learning is not going to be as geschmack when you're eating, right? You have to do other things. You have to work for a living sometimes, and that sometimes takes up your brain power and things like that, where you're going to be focused on other things. And all those things are things that you have to do, right? You have to do all those things. You have to raise your children. You have to talk to your wife. You have to do all of those things. Elamai, we have to reframe, and the Stipler famously reframes this. Rav Elchanan already reframed it earlier than the Stipler, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn Torah in every spare moment of the day. And just like Kemosha, Mutu Levatel Talmud Torah, Mnei Derech Eretz, Vakol Tzorek Chayadam Amukrachim, just like you're allowed to be Mevatel Talmud Torah for things that are basic life necessities, Umishum Dechiv Talmud Torah, Enu Chola Ala Adam, Elo Bishashu Panoi, Ubatel Measias Trachav. That the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only when you're not busy with things that you need to do. The crux of yasabta dinglecha al v'shashu tzarech lasos melachto az enu mechuyev klal b'Talmud Torah. So just like we say that you don't have to learn when that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, enu mechuyev klal b'Talmud Torah when there are other things you need to be doing, hachanami. Imu tzarech lasos lasok b'mitzvah lo gar mishar tzarech adam. Doing the mitzvah is at least as important as going to the bathroom, right? Meaning it's at least as important as doing your job, as talking to your wife, as whatever it might be. So all of those things are take away the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. So it's not that you're being mevatel Talmud Torah. You're not being mevatel Talmud Torah. You have no chiyuv of Talmud Torah at those moments. That's what Rav Elchanan seems to say. That's different from the previous answer, because the previous answer was that there's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. But if you try to fulfill it, you're going to become someone who says Ein Li Ala Torah. And once you become someone who says Ein Li Ala Torah, Afilu Torah Ein Lo, your Torah is worthless. You have a chiyuv Talmud Torah. It's just that if you decide to be a person who's never going to fulfill mitzvahs, then your Torah is going to become worthless. Whereas over here we're saying that there's no chiyuv Talmud Torah that even sets in. The Gra says something very similar. The Gra says, of course Talmud Torah is more chashuv than everything. He says, if you have a choice in front of you to do another mitzvah, to learn Torah, he says, you should realize that other mitzvah is one mitzvah. When you learn a Daf Gemara, you've just done hundreds of mitzvahs. Every word of Talmud Torah, the Gra famously has all these cheshbonos of how many hundreds of mitzvahs you do when you learn Torah, because every word is a mitzvah. So certainly, he says, mitzvahs be mitzvah achas. It's just kishiyash l'kayim on the achar. As I rashi levatel. That's and that's what it means. Talmud Torah zayin l'shir. Not just zayin l'shir l'malah. Zayin l'shir l'mata. That v'gisa b'yom v'layla. That even if you're busy with other things that are good and that you need to be doing all day. Okay, at least you have to say a pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad twice a day. You have to at least be engaged in some minimal learning. But Eilu Shir Lamata, it's a very you can have a very, very minimal amount of Talmud Torah, because it could be that you're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah in many of those situations. The difficulty with this is that this would imply that a person has no requirement to think of learning while doing other things. Meaning, if he's saying that anytime you do other things, then you're not free, and mainly you're part from Talmud Torah. That's not necessarily true. We have to modify it a little bit. Anytime you do other things that take up brain space, you're part from Talmud Torah. Things that you need to be doing that take up brain space. Soloveitchik, in one of his Tisha B'Av keynote explanations, he was recalling growing up in the cheder with the with the Lubavitcher Melamed. So he said the cheder in his town in Chaslavich, they didn't have a building that looked like TRS or Frisch or whatever, they had rented space in the front of the carpenter's shop or the back of the carpenter's shop. So the carpenter was working all day, they're here banging. Anyone who's ever been to Keli Masmidim, we're used to that, because the woodworking is built brilliantly right next to the Beis Medrash, so that we can have that that sense as well. So he says, he remembers as a little boy hearing the carpenter putting things together and saying Tehillim all day. He wasn't a Talmud Chacham, but he knew how to say Tehillim. And he said he would know how to say like the right pasuk at the right time. Like as he's putting in the Makkah B'Patish to finish the chair, he'd say, Kol Ana Shamat HaLakah. Right? He would do something that would be appropriate for what he was up to. So if a person has the brain space to do that, so great. So that the person should use the brain space to do that. That's what Rav Chaim Blasher writes in Nefesh HaChaim. We spoke about it earlier today a little bit, about using your brain space. When you're otherwise not doing anything, to think of learning a little bit. He says, Hanig Bahen Minuk Derech Eretz Ratzalomer Imahen Im Hadivrei Torah. Meaning, kol shav v'shav, that you're also in parnasa, you should also be thinking Torah. Tei mahare rak b'divrei Torah. You should be thinking, learning. Now, he's assuming also in parnasa means you're using your hands and you're not using your brain. But much of the way Jews earn parnasa nowadays is by using our brains. So you can't be thinking and learning while you're also in Torah. So you got to modify that just a little bit. That it's not, you're not patur b'talmud Torah whenever you're doing something else. You're patur b'talmud Torah whenever your brain is doing something else. If you're talking to your wife and you're thinking and learning the whole time and ignoring everything she's saying, like she'll catch on, pretty soon. So like that, your brain space should be taken up by actually having the conversation, with her. A fourth approach is similar but different, and that is a famous Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach, this one maybe not as famous, but the Ar Sameach writes that. And really, everybody's obligated to Talmud Torah, but how much Talmud Torah? This is a very non-Haredi Yer Sameach. Yer Sameach writes, who should be in full-time learning? What do you mean, who should be in full-time learning? Everyone should be in full-time learning. No, says Yer Sameach. There are actually some people that are more cut out for it than others. Yer Sameach says there's something called ADD that can make a person very distractible. Or ADHD. There's something that there are some people that just don't have the kochos hanefesh to have to chap the learning or to really excel in learning. And he says, so what's such a person supposed to do? They're still supposed to learn. Every Jew has to have learning, but not full time. The expectation for different people is different. By its very nature, Talmud Torah had to be like a sliding scale of what's expected of you. Right? It couldn't be that there's, like a lulav. It's got to be this many tefachim, this many leaves on the hadassim, this many, right? It can't be. There can't be clearly defined parameters, says Yosemite, when it comes to Talmud Torah, because people are different, and Talmud Torah is so personal to who you are that the nature of your chiyuv changes. It says, Eino domim chiyuv Talmud Torah, ish asher nasho margeshas besichla azeh, v'nikshra ba'avosos ava. There's some people that just have they chap the way of thinking, the way that the Gemara thinks. It just talks to them. They just, They just get it. And other people just have like what they call in yeshivas a krumka, right? That everything that every svara yeshara they think is off the wall, and every svara they say is off the wall. So just don't know how to. They're just not mesugal to think clearly. You have such a thing as amaratzim in all of Shas. There are people that could spit back to you all of Shas, and they still don't know how to analyze a basic svara yeshara. So he says someone who's margeshes besichla hazak. You can't compare that changes based on the person, and he says later on, "B'zayu v'orla no adomer nachom." D'zay meish mitzvah kai v'vatan talmud Torah kama lechem matzah v'talulav. I feel the Rav Shimon ben Yochai v'chelik v'omuzus v'lasul sitzis, and that's why you v'vatan talmud Torah to do other mitzvahs. Avlahachnas atzmal l'chiyuv talmud Torah adit v'emuslim in talmud Torah shav l'kulam. If you have a choice of what you can be doing with your day, other mitzvahs talmud Torah, go do talmud Torah. V'kol mitzvah shal Torah in shalom davrach mitzvah. All the other mitzvahs are not going to equal even one word of Torah. But you come up on mevatel the mitzvos elu. Why are you mevatel Talmud Torah for these mitzvos? The ilu chukim kolul kolulim kol am Yisrael b'chova achas b'Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom and Apostles ba'am. Because these rules have to be for everybody, and for most people, you're going to have to. They're better off stopping to learn to go do the mitzvos. Say nechnami, what the Yosemite say nechnami for a person's Talmud Chacham. It's not that your learning is worthless if you're not going to do the mitzvahs. It's not that doing the mitzvahs is better than your learning. It's not even that you have no chiv of Talmud Torah at a time when you have obligations to do mitzvahs. No, none of those things are true, says Yosef Meir. It's just that the klalim have to be given to Klal Yisrael. And while it's true for the likes of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he probably would have been better off never doing mitzvahs and just learning. But for most of Klal Yisrael, we are mevatelit. La'achnas asmul chiyuva. But if you have a choice to sit down and learn a seder or not, so it's certainly better to sit down and learn a seder than do other mitzvahs.
Would you be able to say the same thing for the approach of the Shulchan Aruch that, like, for gedolim that are learning Mishma, they should continue learning?
Yeah, meaning, well, he's defining Shalom Lishma as Shalom and Aslasos. So he's saying that immediately become Shalom Lishma. So the problem in this whole sugya is, and we have 3 minutes to solve it, is the Rambam. The Rambam writes that he'ish mitzvah al periv riviyav lo isha, that a man is chayv and perivu from the time he's ben shvas reishono, when he's 17 years old, when he's 20 and he's not yet married, he's over mevat mitzvah. And if he's osik in Torah, and he's tarud by, and he's afraid to get married so that he shouldn't have to support a family, and that's going to take him away from his learning, right? Meaning all of you, right? The reason that you're not married is because you're busy learning, and it's going to take you away from your learning. You're going to have to work half a day and go to college half a day instead of learning half a day and go to college. It's going to be a whole different story. Then you're allowed to delay. Sha'osik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. When you're osik in other mitzvahs, you're patur from a mitzvah. V'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. So all the more so when you're osik in talmud Torah, you're patur from a mitzvah. So the obvious kasha of the Rambam is that's a very nice thought, but it's against the beferish of Gemara, right? The Gemara says that that when there's a mitzvah she'ev shalasa sal yidei acherim, you stop the talmud Torah to go through the mitzvahs. And l'chara. Having your family is a mitzvah that's EF Shalasos. Marrying your wife and having your kids are a mitzvah that's EF Shalasos al yedei achirim. So there are several explanations of this rabbim. So Rabbi Chanan says that you can only delay Puruvu for Talmud Torah. You can delay Puruvu for Talmud Torah. You can't ignore Puruvu for Talmud Torah. And that's what the rabbim is talking about. He's talking about in the context of Puruvu. So he's saying, yeah, you'll still do, especially the Kaim, you'll still do Puruvu. You'll just do it later, just not right now. That's a little difficult to understand, because how many kids are you going to have? If you just took away 5 fertile years from your life, then you'll have fewer kids, and maybe you won't be able to fill as much Puruvu. Also, then it's not really about Osik B'n Mitzvah, Patam B'n Mitzvah, like the Rambam makes it about. The Rambam says it's about Osik B'n Mitzvah, Patam B'n Mitzvah, not about the unique nature of Puruvu, in that you could do it later. Also, it's not so poshut that delaying the mitzvah of Puruvu is not a bittul mitzvah. It could be that a delay of the mitzvah is a bittul mitzvah. This is something Rav Shaktar, as you saw, based on the Chazon Ish in Nikayim or something. I don't know, there's Chazanish somewhere in Taros that the Rav Shatzah is so based on, that delay of a mitzvah is, it constitutes a bittul mitzvah. This is why when guys sometimes come up to me to ask, do you think I'm ready to start dating? I always say, well, can you picture yourself being a father in a year from now? And if they completely freak out, then no, you're not ready to start dating. if they're like, oh, that sounds kind of cool, then okay, so then maybe, then there's what to talk about. Right? Because the it's not so pashut that couples get married and they think that it's automatic. They can just have a child when it's convenient for me. You know, when I finish medical school and residency and fellowship. You know, so when I'm 42, that will be convenient. That's when I'll be able to have children. It's not, it's a bittul mitzvah. You have a mitzvah puravu. Not to say that there aren't occasions where one is allowed to delay. If there's a medical condition or a psychological condition or something like that, that's a serious thing. It has to be taken seriously. But it's, how do you say it's not a bittul mitzvah? L'chor, it's a bittul mitzvah also. So there are a couple of other approaches in the Rambam. I'll mention them in a set, you know, one sentence or two, without getting into them. Shulchan Aruch Rav says puruvu involves a constant commitment, so it can't exempt you from the ongoing requirement of yediyas haTorah. But normal one-time mitzvahs would suspend the obligation of Talmud Torah. It's just that puruvu is like it never ends. The kid is born, and then you got to take care of him forever. So it's like it doesn't go away. So this is like your one chance to learn. So you got to learn. The difficulty again is that it makes it not about osik mitzvah. It makes it about puruvu. It could be that the Rambam holds osik Talmud Torah's patur min mitzvahs. And this is the approach my brother had, a third approach, that the Gemara Moed Katan might be speaking about a situation where you're not already learning. So if you're not already learning, and then there's a mitzvah, it's Avshalas HaSadei Echerim, so that's Avshalas HaSadei Echerim, go to the mitzvah. But if you are already learning, then maybe Ein Echinami, Osig Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah, even by Talmud Torah. It's not Mukhrach in the Gemara, not that way. The Gemara, the whole question assumes that the Gemara is talking about when you're already learning. But if you're not already learning, then you're not osik in Talmud Torah. So there's no discussion to be had. It's just a value question of which one you're going to do. So it could be that that's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop there.